In contrast to Noam, traumatized people become stuck, stopped in their growth because they can't imagine new experiences into their lives. I was very moved when the veterans of Patton's Army gave me a World War II Army issue watch for Christmas. But it was a sad memento of the year their lives had effectively stopped, 1944. Being traumatized means continuing to organize your life as if the trauma were still going on, unchanged and immutable, as every new encounter or event is contaminated by the past. After trauma, the world is experienced with a different nervous system. The survivor's energy now becomes focused on suppressing inner chaos at the expense of spontaneous involvement in their lives. These attempts to maintain control over unbearable physiological reactions can result in a whole range of physical symptoms, including fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and other autoimmune diseases. This explains why it is critical for trauma treatment to engage the entire organism, body, mind, and brain. Organized to survive. When the brain's alarm system is turned on, it automatically triggers pre-programmed physical escape plans in the oldest parts of the brain. As in other animals, the nerves and chemicals that make up our basic brain structure have a direct connection with our body. When the old brain takes over, it partially shuts down the higher brain, our conscious brain, and propels the body to run, hide, fight, or on occasion, freeze. By the time we are fully aware of our situation, our body may already be on the move. If the fight, flight, freeze response is successful, and we escape the danger, we recover our internal equilibrium and gradually regain our senses. If for some reason the normal response is blocked, for example, when people are held down, trapped, or otherwise prevented from taking effective action, be it in a war zone, a car accident, domestic violence, or a rape, the brain keeps secreting stress chemicals, and the brain's electrical circuits continue to fire in vain. Long after the actual event has passed, the brain may keep sending signals to the body to escape a threat that no longer exists. Since at least 1889, when the French psychologist Pierre Janet published the first scientific account of traumatic stress, it has been recognized that trauma survivors are prone to continue the action, or rather the futile attempt at action, which began when the thing happened. Being able to move and do something to protect yourself is a critical factor in determining whether or not a horrible experience will leave long-lasting scars.